Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arresting rain.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going to a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord's on light, on the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face.
I'm not.
morning. Good morning.
I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer. You're listening to Faithless Power Radio. I would like to thank everybody for listening. I know I was on late, but I'm on air. Before we start anything else, I would like to give out a prayer first before we go ahead and start the show. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. Bless those that's listening, Lord Jesus. I thank you for keeping us strong, Lord, and guide our steps. For those that's listening, Lord, cover them in your blood and let them stay strong from the trials and tribulations they're going through. And let them keep faith and destroy fear, Lord Father. For those that can help, Lord Father, let them know that you're the only way that's giving help. You're through you, Lord Father. You're the one giving us strength, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Lord Father, use me, Lord, to give the word that's coming out of the word. Not in my own words, but in your word, Lord Father, what's written. By you, Lord Father, guide me and keep me strong by the Holy Spirit. In your name, your blood, Lord Jesus, amen. Today's topic is forgiveness. I know we did a last segment on forgiveness. I think that was about a week ago. Everybody, you know, forgiveness, you should know what forgiveness is. Some people don't know what forgiveness is. But, you know, forgiveness, it's a huge thing. If you go to Psalms 103, chapter 8 through 12. For forgiveness, on Psalms, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous into mercy. And he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as in the heavens, the high above the earth, so great is his mercy for them that fear him. As far as the east from the west, so far as to remove our transgressions from us. This chapter explains that God is a merciful God. He is a merciful God. He gives us grace and mercy, and we are covered by his grace. We're covered by his blood. What people need to know, what everybody need to know, that we are forgiven by him. And we are covered by his grace, so we are forgiven by him. You don't need to feel depressed. You don't need to feel in a way that that you don't forgive yourself. You know, who are you to make that decision? Because the Lord forgave us. He went on the cross for us to forgive our sins, to forgive us completely and forget. By you repenting and taking action, by having faith in the Lord, the Lord already forgave you. He washed your robe thoroughly, and it's as white as snow. But what everybody needs to hear is basically that you need to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Or at the same time, whatever grudges you have against anybody, you need to go on your knees and pray and forgive and forget in the Lord's grace, through the Lord. It's not through you, but it's through the Lord that you have to forgive. If the Lord forgives us, well, it's not if the Lord forgives us, but the Lord do forgive us. By His grace and mercy, you should handle that. You should actually take that in as love at the same time. Not just forgiveness, but love. Because He did it. He went on the cross for us because He loved us. He loved us so much that He did what He had to do to make everything new. So whatever you're going through with your family, whatever you're going through with your friends, or your wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, you feel that you can't forgive them, don't go by what your feelings are telling you. Go by what the Word is telling you. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. We're going to go ahead and go into another verse. We're going to go into another verse on the Word. Give me a second. I'm going to play music again. Give me a second. We're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back.
Cause I know I don't deserve all the love you showed me, how he let me know.
Okay, I'm back on Jeremiah. I'm on Jeremiah 31, chapter 31, verse 34. Jeremiah 31, verse 34. And it shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Let me go ahead and read that. That's Jeremiah 31, chapter 34. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. And this shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. That's Jeremiah. Let me go ahead and read another verse on forgiveness. Luke. Okay, everybody go to Luke chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 3 through 7. Luke chapter 15, verse 3 through 7. Luke chapter 15, 3 through 7. Luke chapter 15, 3, verse 3 through 7. Okay, hope you're ready. And it says, and he spake to the parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lay on the soldiers rejoicing. And when he come home, he called together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repent more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Okay, that cover it right there. Okay, forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that you have faith in when you're going through a lot and people are just disrespecting you or basically it feels that you cannot forgive them. But that's, you can't just go by what your feeling telling you. You gotta go by what the word says. If the Lord could forgive us, you know you could forgive yourself and you could forgive others. You know, it's not about you. Remember that. It's not about you. It's about the Lord, putting him first, okay? Putting him first. It's not about you being self-righteous. It's not about you only loving yourself, but loving others at the same time and forgiving them. Because Lord is a righteous God. He is a pure God, okay? He is the King of all kings, okay? We could repent 99 times, and the Lord will still forgive us, okay? By his grace and mercy, we're forgiven by his grace, okay? And you have to believe it. You have to believe the Lord forgives you. Because the enemy was trying to remind you of the past. And you don't want the enemy to remind you of the past all the time. So you got to forgive yourself for what you did in the past at the same time. And, you know, knowing that the Lord said he forgives you every time you repent. Once you accept him in your heart, then you repent constantly. Knowing that, you know, once you start repenting, you're forgiving yourself. At the same time, the Lord already forgave you. It's already been done. It's already been finished. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through with your family member, remember this. Do not hate your brother for no apparent reason or sister. Forgive them and forget. Because you can't not forgive somebody if you don't forget what they did to you. You have to forgive and forget. Just like how the Lord describes in all the chapters of the Bible. You know, he don't remember your iniquities anymore. Okay, he don't remember our iniquities anymore. Once he forgives, and he forgets completely. He won't remember it. And that's how we have to be. That's how it should be with all of us. Forgive and forget. Tomorrow, we're going to a different segment. Tomorrow is Friday. I hope you enjoy the show. And, you know, learn that forgiveness is the key to move on. You don't want to give life to somebody that you don't forgive. You know, you don't want to give life to that. You know, you don't want to give all that attention to that one person that you don't forgive. Remember that. Tomorrow, we're talking about the love of God. Love from God, that's the title tomorrow. Forgiveness, love. And then Saturday, we're talking about the rest through Christ Jesus, Sabbath day. Okay? And, you know, Sabbath, I got to keep it real with you. Sabbath is not only states only on a Saturday, but the Sabbath is the rest through Christ Jesus. It's through him. And you have to choose a day to have a resting day through him, to have that peace with him, to talk to him and to connect with the Lord on a one-on-one basis, okay? So before I leave, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the listeners that's been listening, Lord. Cover them in your blood. Cover me in your blood. Direct my steps. Keep me strong, Lord Father. And given the word, let not fear come into our hearts, but let us be fearless and let the fire grow in us, Lord Jesus, in your blood. Let not no grudges or anything from the past come upon us, but let us stay strong and let us be on faith, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Cover those that's listening. Cover those that's international. Cover those that's going through problems. Cover those that's in different countries. Cover those that was in earthquakes and tornadoes. Cover those that's lost. Cover those, Lord Father, that need your help, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word and your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Patriots Power Radio. Thank you and God bless.